patterns of our society
are being disrupted,
raising to a new level.
You know, I like to eat. I enjoy food in particular. Because there are things you can eat that you shouldn't. Like, you shouldn't eat sand. You learn that early on as a kid. I shouldn't eat sand. Oh, but some people, you know, like my sister. Sorry, sis. Ooh, this is really crunchy. Really? Okay, you enjoy the sand. I'm going to go over here and have a marshmallow. Because when you're a kid, it's like, where can I get more sugar? I love sugar. And I don't think it's I don't think kids like sugar because of the energy burst. I think kids like sugar because it's sweet. Sweet goods. The sweet stuff, the problem is later on in life, you got to deal with a sugar addiction. And then there's the 10-step program. And you have to get up and all embarrass in front of everybody and say, hi, my name is Vince. I'm a sugar addict. And there's just so much shame and regret. Especially if you're like a soda addict. Like, that was my thing. Oh, I like soda. Yeah, too much. Week 3, diet right. Yeah, no kidding. Anyway, I like to look up casseroles, and sometimes I think, hey, that looks pretty good. And there's other times they're like, what sadistic son of a gun came up with this recipe? So this one lies somewhere in between. I found this on Taste of Home, and it's for Southwestern casserole. Okay, you got my attention. That's, you know, like, proper naming for American Mexican, which is, you know, where your tacos come from, and tacos and all that stuff, fajitas. Man, I love a good fajita with that con queso sauce. And so you got, you know, macaroni, ground beef, onion, garlic, tomatoes, kidney beans, of course, because you got to have farts. I mean, what good is a recipe if you don't have gas later? Tomato paste, green chilies. By the way, tomato paste always supposed to taste like the can, because I don't care what brand I buy, tastes like the can. Chopped green chilies, drained. You can get that in a can. Those are, I mean, you could do that fresh, I suppose, but who has the time? A teaspoon of salt, chili powder, ground cumin, pepper, Monterey Jack, 2 jalapeno peppers. Now, jalapeno peppers are like playing Russian roulette. Sometimes they're just tangy. So you go to Steak and Shake, you're like, oh, this is Steak and Shake. And these things are just going to be tangy. Then you get their jalapeno burger and you blow your head off. Like, how did, really? But then you go to Chili's and you're like, oh, this will blow my head off. And then they're tangy. There seems to be no surefire way to guarantee the type of heat you're going to be dealing with your peppers. Can't be done. Even on a good day. Maybe on a bad day, not on a good day. So you add all those ingredients together, and then you read the reviews because those are the most entertaining part. The dish looks good. I could see where I would make some changes and add some things. You pretty much add Old Bay to everything, so that's a given. You got to add the Old Bay. But then the reviews. Shoot, I just wasn't thrilled with this recipe. It was kind of dry and didn't have much zip. Get better jalapenos. My first advice, Robbie Jackson. Jalapenos, the only way to do jalapenos if you really want heat and zing is fresh. I mean, Walmart sells them in a giant bin like there's a mine somewhere. So you can pretty much get them. It's not a big deal. Go to Kroger, you can get habaneros if you really want to blow your head off. Citrusy, by the way. Very good. Love it. And that'll get your zing. So that's my critique. Some people, they want to become a cook, but they don't want to admit online that they're not a cook already. So they try to sound like they kind of know what they're talking about. And then they don't. Matt, let's see. I like the complaints. They're more entertaining. But it doesn't look like there's much. Most people, this came out pretty good. One guy didn't know if it was a goulash or if it was... how would it be that? I can't think of the name of that food now, and I can't find the word, but that beef thing that people serve. Let me see here. Okay, so goulash or chili mac, okay? Not really. really the same thing, Matt. And Rick is like, I don't know, is this goulash or chili mac? I mean, they're American dishes that aren't really imaginative either way. So the thing is with a good recipe, here's the thing. You got to add stuff. You got to take liberties. You got to kind of add things as you see fit. Adjust the recipe to be your style. Like, oh, you could tell from the ingredients, oh, this would be really good, but it would be even better if I did A, B, or C. That's the way to make a good recipe great. You got to look at any recipe online as being your starter kit. Here's the basic recipe. Could you eat it this way? Sure. But are there ingredients that are missing that you would like? Yeah. Kind of, yeah. There's a number of things I would add to this. I can't think of the name, but those, the chili and I can't think of the name. Doggone it. This guy, not a chef. But there's always ways to expand on a basic recipe according to your taste, which people always forget, and then they criticize the author of the recipe, like, I don't know why everybody I'm mocking sounds like they're like 4 years old picking on somebody in the playground, but that's the way it works. But there's almost always a way to sort of make it your style. Like, for instance, my chili. It's a kind of tangy dish. It's not spicy. It's got a little bit of a zing. But I'm not looking to go nuclear. I grew up with somebody that thought that if the chili didn't melt the spoon, it wasn't really chili. So I'm all set. I'm good. Trust me. But I like flavor. For me, flavor is the thing. And chili is one of those things that if you don't add pasta to it, can be pretty keto-friendly. So it's a win-win for everybody. Yeah, but them beans. Shut up with your beans. I get it. They have carbs. So leave the beans out. There you go. Instead of meatless chili, now you got beanless chili. Is everybody happy? Man, I'm so tired of you people just hating on everything.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Adam Richman. You are listening to The Vince Wilde Show, which means you have excellent taste.